This is Visakha Murli of the 12th of November, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you know that this drama is a play. Therefore, it is not a question of giving thanks. Question. Which habit should serviceable children not have at all? Answer. The habit of asking for something. You do not need to ask the Father for blessings or mercy, etc. You must not ask anyone for money. It is better to die than to ask for something. You know that according to the drama, those who sowed a seed in the previous cycle will do so again. Those who want to create a high status for the future will definitely do that. They will definitely be cooperative. Your duty is to do service. You must not ask anyone for anything. It is on the path of devotion, not on the path of knowledge, that you ask for things. Song. The heart says thank you to the one who has given me support. Om Shanti. You children mustn't say thank you to the father, teacher, or guru, because you children know that this is a predestined play. It is not a question of saying thank you. You children understand this according to the drama. The word drama enters the intellects of you children. As soon as you say the word play, the whole play enters your intellects. That is, you souls become Swadash and Chakradhari. The three worlds are in your intellects, the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. You know that the play is now coming to an end. The Father comes and makes you Trikaldashi. He comes and gives you the knowledge of the three aspects of time, the three worlds, and the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Time is referred to as Kal. You will not be able to remember these things without noting them down. You children forget many points. You know the duration of the drama. It is when you receive the third eye of knowledge that you become Trinetri and Trikaldashi. The most important thing is that you become theists. Otherwise, you are orphans. You children are receiving this knowledge. The intellects of students are constantly churning knowledge. This too is knowledge. The Highest on High Father gives you this knowledge according to the drama. Only from your lips does the word drama emerge. In that too, it is only from the children who are engaged in doing service. You now know that you were orphans. Now that you have found the unlimited Father, the Master, you belong to the Lord and Master. Previously, you were unlimited orphans. The unlimited Father is the one who gives you unlimited happiness. No other Father can give such happiness. You children have the new world and the old world in your intellects. However, you have to busy yourselves in the spiritual business of explaining accurately to others. Everyone has their own circumstances. Only those who stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance will be able to explain. It is by having remembrance that you receive power. The Father is the powerful sword. You children have to fill yourselves with power. You attain sovereignty over the world with the power of yoga. You receive power through yoga, not through knowledge. It is explained to you children that knowledge is your source of income. Yoga is said to be power. There is the difference of day and night. Is yoga better or is knowledge better? Yoga is very well known. Yoga means remembrance of the Father. The Father says, your sins will be cut away by having this remembrance. It is this that the Father emphasizes. Knowledge is easy. God speaks, I tell you easy knowledge. I tell you the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. Everything is included in this. It is history and geography. Knowledge and yoga are of just a second. I am a soul, and I have to remember the Father. This requires effort. When you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, it is as though you forget your body. If you were to sit in the stage of being bodiless for even an hour, you would become so pure. When people go to sleep at night, they become bodiless for 6 to 8 hours. At that time, they don't perform sinful actions. Souls become tired and go to sleep. It isn't that their sins are absolved. No, that is sleep. No sins are performed. If they don't go to sleep, they continue to commit sins. So sleep is also a protection. Having worked all day, the soul says, I am now going to sleep and become bodiless. You have to become bodiless while in the body. I, a soul, am detached from this body. I am an embodiment of peace. You would never have heard this praise of a soul. A soul is the truth, a living being, and an embodiment of peace. The praise of the Supreme Soul is the truth and the living being. He is the ocean of peace and happiness. You are called masters. Children, too, are called masters. The Father continues to show you ways to have remembrance. It isn't that you have to sleep the whole day. No, you have to stay in remembrance and have your sins absolved. Continue to remember the Father as much as possible. It isn't that the Father has mercy for you and gives you blessings. No, his being called the Merciful Emperor is just his praise. To make you Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan is also in his part. Devotees sing his praise, but you don't do that anymore, and this is why the songs are being gradually stopped. Do they sing songs in school? Children sit in silence. As soon as the teacher comes, they stand up. Then they sit down again. The Father says, I have been given the part of teaching you, and so I have to teach you. There is no need for you children to stand up. You souls have to sit and listen. Your ways are completely different from those of the world. Would a father ask his children to stand up? No, you do that on the path of devotion, not here. The Father himself stands up and says, Namaste. If students come to school late, the teacher punishes them by making them stand outside. This is why students are afraid of not arriving on time. Here there is no question of fear. The Father continues to explain to you, and you continue to receive merlis. You have to study them regularly. When you study them regularly, you receive a present mark. Otherwise, you will be given an absent mark. The Father says, I tell you very deep points. If you miss a merli, you will miss those points. These are new aspects which no one in the world knows. When they see your pictures, they are amazed. These are not mentioned in any scriptures. God created these pictures. This is your new art gallery. This will sit in the intellects of those of the Brahmin clan who are to become deities. They will say, "This is right. We studied this in the previous cycle, and therefore it is definitely God who is teaching us." The Gita is the number one scripture of the scriptures of the path of devotion, because this is the first religion. Then much later, after half the cycle, many other scriptures appear. First, Abraham came. He was alone. Then there were two from one, and then there were four from two. When a religion grows to 100,000 or 150,000, its scriptures, etc., are created. It is when the religion has half grown that its scriptures are written. There is a proper calculation. You children should have a great deal of happiness. We are receiving our inheritance from the Father. You know that the Father is explaining the knowledge of the whole world cycle to you. This is unlimited history and geography. Tell everyone the history and geography of the world that no one else can teach you is being explained to you. Although others can show you a map of the world, they can't show you when or for how long it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is just one world. They ruled in Bharat, but they no longer exist there. These things are not in anyone's intellect. They say that the duration of the cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. Baba doesn't give you sweetest children much difficulty. The Father says, you have to become pure. You have been stumbling along for so long on the path of devotion in order to become pure. You now understand that it has been 2,500 years since you started stumbling. Baba has now come once again to give you your fortune of the kingdom. You remember this. The world definitely becomes new from old and old from new. You are now the masters of old Bharat, and you are becoming the masters of the new one. On the one hand, they sing a lot of praise of Bharat, and on the other hand, they also continue to defame Bharat. You have this song. You can explain about what is happening now. Let people hear both these songs. You can show the contrast between the time of the kingdom of Rama, God, and this time. The Father is the Lord of the poor. Only daughters of the poor will come to Baba. The wealthy have their own intoxication. Those who came in the previous cycle will do so again. There is nothing to worry about. Shiv Baba doesn't have to worry about anything. It is Dada who has to worry. He has his own worry of becoming the number one pure soul. This requires incognito effort. When you write your chart, you can understand that this one's effort is greater. The Father always says, keep a diary. Many children do write a diary, and they have made a lot of improvement by writing a chart. This method is very good. Therefore, everyone should do this. You'll benefit a great deal by keeping a diary. To keep a diary means to remember the Father. You have to write in it how much you remembered the Father. The diary will help you very much in making effort. Many hundreds of thousands of diaries are printed for you to note these things down. This is the main thing to note down. You must never forget this. Write it in your diary at the time. Write your full account at night. You will then realize that you are going into loss, because you still have to have your sins of many births burnt away. The Father shows you the way. Have mercy for yourselves. A teacher teaches you. He doesn't give you blessings. It is better to die than to ask for blessings or mercy, etc. You mustn't ask anyone for money. You children are strictly forbidden to do that. The Father says, according to the drama, those who sowed a seed in the previous cycle and claimed their inheritance will do so again on their own. You mustn't ask anyone for anything, for any task. If someone doesn't do anything, he won't receive anything. When people make a lot of donations and perform a lot of charity, they receive something in return. They take birth to a king or a wealthy family. Those who want to do something will do it by themselves. They don't need to ask anyone. Whatever they did in the previous cycle, the drama will inspire them to do the same. There is no need to ask for anything. Baba continues to tell you that the treasure store will continue to be filled for service. I'm not going to ask the children to give me money. The things of the path of devotion must not continue on the path of knowledge. Those who helped in the previous cycle will continue to do so again. You yourselves mustn't ever ask for anything. Baba says, children, you are not allowed to collect money. It is sannyasis who do that. Whatever small amount people give on the path of devotion, they receive the return of that for one birth. Here it is for birth after birth. Therefore, it is good to give everything in this birth and to receive the return of it for birth after birth. That one's name is the innocent lord of the treasure store. Make effort and you can be threaded in the rosary of victory. When the treasure stores are full, all sorrow and suffering is removed. There is never untimely death there. Here people are afraid of death. As soon as something happens, they remember death. You don't have such thoughts there, because you will be in the land of immortality. This is the dirty land of death. Bharat was the land of immortality, and it is now the land of death. The second half cycle has been very dirty for you. You have continued to come down. They have many dirty idols in the Jagannath temple. Baba is experienced. He has traveled everywhere. He has become ugly from beautiful. He used to live in a little village. In fact, the whole of Bharat is a little village. You are village urchins. You now understand that you are becoming the masters of the world. Don't think that you are residents of Bombay. What is Bombay compared to heaven? Nothing at all, not even worth a stone. We village urchins who became orphans are now becoming the masters of heaven. Therefore, let there be that happiness. The very name is heaven. The palaces are studded with so many diamonds and jewels. The Somnath temple, too, was studded with diamonds and jewels. First of all, they built a temple to Shiva. They were so wealthy. Bharat now is a small village. In the Golden Age, it was very prosperous. No one in the world except you knows these things. You say, Yesterday we were emperors, and today we are beggars. We are once again becoming the masters of the world. You children should appreciate your fortune and be grateful. We are multi-million times fortunate. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to be saved from committing sin, make effort to become bodiless while in your body. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance in such a way that you forget your body. 2. Churn knowledge and become theists. Never miss a murli. In order to make progress, note down your chart of remembrance in your diary. Blessing. May you be yukti-yukt, become filled with wisdom, and jivan-mukt, liberated in life, by using spiritual power in every act. The speciality of this Brahman life is spirituality. It is only with the power of spirituality that you can transform yourself and others. With this power, you receive liberation from many physical bondages. However, in order to be yukti-yukt, and instead of being loose in every act, use spiritual power. Experience the power of spirituality at the same time in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Those who are yukti-yukt in all three aspects become jivan-mukt, liberated in life. Slogan, with the speciality of truth, continue to experience happiness and power. Avyak signal, increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and vidye. Whatever circumstances come or are to come, they require a lot of practice of the bodiless stage. Therefore, put aside everything else and even stop thinking, perhaps this will happen, perhaps that will happen. What will happen? Now increase the practice of the bodiless stage. No circumstances or any type of upheaval can influence children who have a bodiless stage. Om Shanti.